Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Park Lodges with us, the new Dublin manager. We might know a little bit more now, yes?
Well, that's intense speculation about Gerard Brennan, Gavin, that he will be heading to Dublin. But all we know at the moment is he's gone from Louth after 2 years in charge. Probably a bit of a surprise, given the flow of young players coming through in Louth through their successful minor and under 20 teams, the natural bounce the winning a senior title will give to Gaelic football in the county, the new stadium coming through as well. We can be certain though that Gerard Brennan will move on to another job. He's not going to be sitting at home in the evenings watching Coronation Street. Just to confirm that the St Vincent's club man had 1 year remaining of its 3 year term. In Claverhead last night, our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey got the reaction of former Louth manager and player Colin Kelly.
I suppose overall, Marty, it's shock really. You know, it happened so sudden. You know, it went out on social media probably this afternoon. All of a sudden now you're in a situation where you've no manager, and I suppose it's deja vu really, because we went through this with Mickey Hart a couple of years ago. So probably shocked to think of Leinster champions and a couple of weeks later now you're looking for a new manager.
Was there any inkling of this going to happen? I mean, I know the Dublin job became available, but kind of people were ruling out Gerard Brennan from that position because of being Louth manager. Now that landscape has changed.
I don't really think that the Dublin manager's job would have a part to play in it. You know, for whatever reason, no one seems to know. You know, there's, like, in management positions, there's all the speculation when you come to the end of your term at reviews and stuff like that, but no one knows probably the real reason, only JR, and I suppose, you know, there's valid reasons why it's happened, but, you know, from our point of view, we probably wouldn't have been expecting it, so the process starts now to look for someone new.
So, will the Louth County Board look internally or externally? I mean, you think of Tony McEntee, Oisin McConville, they're from the neighbouring county up the road in Armagh.
I suppose the one thing that probably, you know, you do understand these situations, like probably the names that's mentioned initially at the outset probably don't end up filling the position, but like, you know, Fergal Riel has done a hell of a job with the 20s. We got to a first All-Ireland final. The minor management team have played in the Leinster final, and Gavin Devlin is now working within the county. Tony McEntee, as you said, Oisin McConville. There's a lot of guys out there now within, you know, in close proximity to the Louth team, and as such maybe, you know, there's, who knows, at this stage,
it's early days.
That's Colin Kelly there. It will be a difficult job for Gerry if he does go into Dublin at the moment. It's going to be a rebuilding job. He's going to have to bring new players through, let them get established, and possibly have some difficult conversations as well with some of the older players. And you've got Meath coming strong.
Here we are talking about the lesser rounds in Leinster this morning.
Bring it through. On to tennis. The French Open champion Coco Gauff came a cropper under the court one roof. She crashed out of Wimbledon in a shock straight sets defeat to Ukrainian world number 42 Diana Yastremska. There was also a surprise defeat for the world number 3 Jessica Pegula. Novak Djokovic won through last night against Alex Muller in four sets. In soccer, the Women's European Championships get underway today in Switzerland. All 31 games will be available to watch on RTE across RTE2, the RTE News Channel and the RTE Player. Bohemians have signed English striker Douglas James Taylor on a multi-year deal from Walsall. The 23-year-old spent the past year on loan at Drogheda United, where he won an FAI Cup medal. Shanagolden County Limerick jockey Chris Hayes rode his 1,000th Irish winner at Roscommon yesterday when the Joseph O'Brien trained Starford obliged in the Conor Cassidy handicap. It also marked a double for Hayes, who earlier won the Fillies maiden on board Beyond Dreams for his boss Dermot Weld. Ulster prop Scott Wilson has been added to the Ireland rugby squad for the tour of Georgia and Portugal. Wilson becomes the 13th uncapped player in the touring party. In golf, there was no joy for any of the 18 Irish players who contested final qualifying events for the Open at Royal Port Rush, Graham McDowell among those to miss out. And finally, former captain Michael Bree has been appointed as the new head coach of the Ireland men's basketball team. The Sligo man takes over from Mark Keenan.
Pádraig, thank you. We'll chat to you again in about an hour's time.